And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Many years ago, there was a popular book. The title was Advice from a Failure. That sounds like a strange title for a book, but you know what? It was very popular. You found it on all the bookshelves in all the bookstores and used bookstores. And in fact, any time you went to a used bookstore, you always would find it. It was very popular. Advice from a Failure. There was a nice person who had a life of failure and then started to clean up her act, I think is what it was. And that's what the book was about. Well, you know something? That's not a bad title because we're all failures. Paul said, we've all fallen short of the law, he said. We're all failures. We're a race of failures. We're a fallen race. Ever since the Garden of Eden, we have fallen. And we don't really want to see that we've fallen. So we deny it. And we claim that all of our striving is rising. But when you look at the current state of the world, you can see that we've fallen to our lowest ebb. Of course, we have compensated. God gave us a brain, and he gave us talent, and we have compensated. We have tall skyscrapers, and we have iPhones, and we have automobiles and airplanes and computers, and we have all of that and much more. But as beings, okay, we have fallen. We've fallen a great deal. And we all sense that in your own life. You sense it. You look at how you were when you were a little child, at your brightness and your sweetness and your love and your innocence and your joy. And then when you look at yourself many years later, what do you see? You see that you've fallen, that you're not the bright being that you once were. Now you are, for the most part, people are lost in the dungeon between their own two ears, down there worrying about the past and worrying about the future and reliving the past and trying to make up for their failures. That's it. Now, why is it that we compensate? Have you ever wondered? Most of the time, see, of course, there are people who are given great talent. God often gives it to people when they're very young, just to show the people who strive and compensate that he's the author of it. So he gives talent to little kids, Mozart, Einstein, when they're 10 years old or 15 or 20. They're brilliant. See? So that's what he does. And so these natural talents then are expressed according to God's will and for his purposes. But for the most part, we're compensated. But why? Why do people sit in school for years and years and get more and more degrees? And why do people, always compensating? I can't even think of good examples, but you know what I mean. It's because they lost something. They're trying to make up for what they lost. So we have comedians to make us laugh because we've lost joy. See, we have to put spices in the food because we've lost a taste for the natural. See, and we've lost the joy of just being like little children. We've lost it, so we have to spice up our environment with all kinds of entertainment. And we have to fill every second with music, see, or some kind of entertainment every second. Because if we had a second that wasn't filled up, then we would have to see our own failure, our own nothingness. You know, we all say that humility is it's a good thing, don't we? Even though we pretend to be humble. See, we're not humble, we pretend. See, that's another compensation, pretense. And you go out in public and everybody's saying, how you doing and how's it going? And they're acting like everything is so fine and they're so nice. Compensation. See, that's all it is. What do you think hypocrisy is? A lot of people, you know, say they don't like hypocrisy, but we're all hypocrites. Pretending we have masks. Pretend everything is wonderful and that we're wonderful and we're nice. So we're compensating because we lost. So it's obvious that we're a fallen race and we've lost something. But the question is, how do you get it back? How do you get back what you lost? It is possible, you know. And that's what I'm going to talk about. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And we're talking about compensation today. Yes, there are some magnificent compensations, aren't there? People dress nice and get their act together and make things, accomplish things. But how often do you see people who accomplish a lot in the world of business or entertainment or what have you, and at home, their home life is awful and their kids hate them and their partner hates them? So something is obviously wrong, see? So what it is all this external stuff is a compensation. But you see, at death, all of our pretense falls apart. Now, you know that. You know, you've seen it in your family members, or you've seen it in your own life. All of a sudden, when you you may claim to be this big person, but all of a sudden, when you're laying in the hospital bed with your partial out, or your dentures out, and all you have is this gown on, and all your fancy lipstick and all your fancy shoes and your fancy clothes and your office and how clever you acted in front of everyone. Now it all falls apart, and there you are, and you look at yourself in the mirror without your false teeth and without your makeup. So beauty is from within, they say, and it is. Beauty is from within. But who do you see that has beauty within? Very few people, but there are some. There are some. And little children have beauty within. Within and without. It radiates from them. So how do you get it back? How do you get this internal beauty back? Well, it is possible. What has happened is that you have become disconnected from your ground of being. Okay? You've been disconnected. And so therefore you begin to wither. Your what was good, see, lies dormant, or you're separated from it. It says in the Bible that all good comes from God. Well, that's true. Would you like an analogy? I'll give you one. A plant, beautiful plant, like a rose. Beautiful, isn't it? It's not compensating at all. It's just beautiful. But take the rose away from the sun. Take away the sunlight. Take away the sun from the rose, and the rose begins to wither. See? Because the rose is dependent upon the sun. And the good, the light, and the warmth that make this the plant to live and thrive come from the sun. And that's why the plants reach for the sun, the trees, the roses, the ferns, the grass. They all strive upward. They reach for the sun. See? But you have fallen away from your Creator, from God. You've fallen into your imagination where you plan and scheme and set goals and worry about the future and relive the past and, see, and play God. That's right. In your mind, you play God, judging other people and blaming them and condemning them, beginning with your parents. Blaming and condemning, see, or lording it over others, secretly having contempt for other people, or perhaps playing God by doing for them. You see the result of your doing for them, they only get worse with your playing God. So what you must do is once again realize that you're not God, that God is God and you're not God. And become humble like the rose. Then you become beautiful. See, the rose is humble, but in its humility it becomes flat out gorgeous. But you in your pride, you become ugly inside. And so become humble like the rose and once again become beautiful. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams and work, lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmares, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay? And find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Welcome back. My name is Roland. This is my 28th year on the radio. And my message is very simple. Very simple. We as a race and as individuals have fallen away from our source, from our sun. God is your spiritual sun. And when you fall away from Him, then you are like a rose without the sun. And then you compensate. So you have comedians, and you have music, and you have busy many things to busy yourself doing, and you play God. See, you don't know God, so you play, and you play God, meddling in other people's lives and judging them, making a mess out of things, ruining your kids, see, driving them to conformity or rebellion. So how has this come to pass? Well, it comes to pass through, in various ways, and I would say the most prominent way, the one that you have to be aware of. See, the good life is there, is waiting. The good life is waiting to unfold. You just have to find it. Forgiveness is there. You have to find it. True purpose is there. You have to find it within. And so what is the mechanism by which you have become separated from your source and where you have become corrupted? See, the sun reaches for the plant reaches for the sun. Its leaves reach up to the sun to receive its warmth and light. But what if a plant were to reach down? If it reached down, then it would begin to change, wouldn't it? It would become something else. It wouldn't be the beautiful rose bush anymore. It would be something else. You have been tricked into reaching out to the world. You thought the world had it for you. You thought that beauty and grace and all the good things in life would be on the outside. You reached for them. See, you reached for love on the outside. Maybe your father wasn't there for you. You went out into the world looking for love. And what you found was use and abuse. But here's the mechanism. I haven't gotten to it yet. The main mechanism that you have to watch out for that separates you from your own ground of good and makes you feel empty. And when you feel empty, then you reach. And when you're not reaching toward your spiritual son, then you're reaching out to the world. And what comes in is corruption. See? That's what you get. So what is this mechanism of which I speak? This mechanism, you know what it is? It's resentment. That's right, resenting other people. See, all the people around you that have been put upon this earth, they were not put there for you to hate them, for you to resent them. See, they were not put there for you to use them or to try to get something from them or to have them serve you or make you feel comfortable or comfort you, or soothe you, or relax you, or entertain you, or provide judgment food so you can judge them and have contempt for them. No, they were not put there for that. So now do you see your mistake? Now do you see what's wrong with resenting other people? So you must let go of resentment and refind your inner ground of good, your source of life. And begin to grow like a beautiful rose bush reaching for the sun. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow. And it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came, no question about it. So now, I was talking about resentment. And I was saying that when you resent someone, what you are doing is you are submitting. Remember Christ said, no man can serve two masters. No person can serve two masters. You either serve the one or the other. You love the one and hate the other. You can't ride two horses at the same time. Okay? So, you see, the human being, we're supposed to take our identity from the Creator, from God. Okay? Because He's our parent spirit. He's your closest relative. God is your closest relative. He's the one that made you. He made you to enjoy His great and wonderful creation and to receive His love and to love Him. Okay? And what could be sweeter than that? Nothing. And as you grew to know Him and to love Him, then you would be bonded ever more closely in love to Him, and His love, and His life, and His identity, and His motivation, and His support, you would then become a creature totally dependent upon Him. Okay? So then you would be in the world, but not of the world. Yes, you could still be a mom, and a dad, and a brother, and a sister, and a co-worker, you could still be all of that. But you would have something special. So you would have both. It would be the best of both worlds. You would walk by the light of two suns. You would have the best of both worlds. Okay? And the friendship of God. And what could be more wonderful than that? But something has gone wrong. Okay? So what I'm giving you is the key. The key to understand what has gone wrong. So you have to understand that people around you are tempted. They have fallen. Your parents, your mom who yelled at you or who nagged you or who hated her, your father, or your dad who wasn't there for you, or your other kids that were cruel. See, it had been done to them. They fell. See, and they never found their way back. And so then they became in the image of the world. They became separated from conscience, separated from their parents' spirit, separated from intuition and life from within, and then they became totally dependent upon the world, and they became worldly, see, and empty and felt unloved, and they reached out to the world for even more love. And the more love they reached for from the world, the more they began to change. They began to grow in the image of what they were reaching for. And the way it begins for a lot of us is by resenting. Resenting your dad for not being there for you, your mom for nagging you, other kids for being cruel. So now let me put the ideas together very simply so you can see them. It's very important that you see them. Augustine said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds rest in thee." We were made to worship God, to love God, to admire God, to be filled with awe and wonder at His great creation. And in exchange for loving Him and needing Him and worshiping Him, we would receive His approval and His love. We would have awe and wonder and love for Him, and in exchange, we receive His love and His approval and His care and His support. That's what our soul was made for. That's what a human being is made for. But when you resent another person, what you are doing is you are using the temptation in them to puff yourself up. You're using the temptation in them to puff yourself up. And so you are getting from them what builds your pride. And in exchange, you have to serve them. and you will come to need them and to be dependent on them and to be a slave of them. And they give you their temptation. They dangle their temptation. And their temptation maintains your ego. And now you see what resentment is. It's hating another person to build yourself up and using the temptation in them to hate the person. And the temptation is using you because it's using that person. It's operating through that person to build you up. See, to build your pride up. And so you must serve the God, your God of temptation, in order to have the resentment, to sustain your ego, to sustain your ego life, a life apart from God. And so all of the mechanisms and processes in you, spiritual, psychological, and physical, that were meant to properly to serve God and to receive good and love from Him, everything is now turned backwards. And now you are serving the God of the world so that the God of the world can build you up. But all the God of the world is doing is building your pride so you become a slave of their comfort. And so whether you love the world or resent the temptation operating through other people, either way, it builds your pride. And it sets you up for conflict with the God of conscience. And so you think that the temptation operating through others is serving you so you can feel love and hate and resentment and pride. But actually, you become dependent on it and become a slave of it, and it becomes your God. Yes, please remember that I have a very nice little meditation. It's very short. It's only 6, 7, 8 minutes long, and it's completely free, and it helps you to get started, to become recentered and find your ground of being and begin to flow from it. And the bad stays out and only good comes in, okay? And no bad. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.